or in Johnstown, the very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we've been talking about creation. You know, basically, America was a unique nation, unique throughout all history, because it was the first nation that was ever established where the power of the government was to be limited by law. Federal government could not do anything it wanted to. It was limited by law, and we were going to be free, because men were going to be governed by God, personally governed by God, not the structure of government. But our society was made for a moral and religious people, people who could govern themselves. Well, of course, that is long since gone by the way. They took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they knew that those who will not be ruled by God would be ruled by tyrants, and the tyrants wanted to establish a dictatorship here. This is the long-standing plan of the ancient mystery religions and secret societies, was to establish a dictatorship in America, to use our military and financial power to bring about the coveted one-world government with a new world religion. Well, one of the instrumental parts of this whole thing was to take God and prayer out of the schools and to teach evolution as if it were a fact, not a stupid theory that could not be proven, has so many holes in it, it makes Swiss cheese look intact. And to demonstrate exactly the ridiculousness of what this is about, Pastor Billy Crone has prepared a series of DVDs which we carry, but we've asked him to come on the radio and just talk about creation and versus evolution, and how ridiculous the theory of evolution is, and how I could ever have believed it. I will never know looking back, but then, after all, if that's what your professors tell you, that's what you believe, and it takes a long time to unlearn all the lies that you learn in high school and college. Without further ado, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Baptist, pardon me, the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Dr. Monty.
You go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you make that comment, unlearning. And I remember, too, Dr. Monty, before I knew better, or I should say that God had mercy on me, because I was a huge scoffer, skeptic of Christianity. I hated Christianity. What I saw growing up of Christianity was, full of hypocrites and people doing the same sinful, rotten things with me. And I didn't realize, as I found out later, that the Bible says, you know, many people will profess to be Christians, but they're phony. They're make-believe, and I didn't know that. And so it kind of turned me off to Christianity. And but not only that, is I was absolutely convinced that the Bible was a book that was just whooped up by man, Nothing supernatural about it at all. It's just a tool to lead people to slavery. Kind of akin to what you're talking about, what's happening with the New World Order. We are about to go into the biggest time of slavery, folks, this planet has ever seen. But that's what the enemy does. He twists the truth. He contorts it. He perverts it. And so actually what I learned was the Bible is the only book on the planet. You use the word unlearned. The Bible is the only book on the planet that can unbrainwash us, folks, from the lies of this wicked system that's been on the plate for several thousand years. It's culminating right before our very eyes. I used to thought that Christians were a bunch of dumb idiots. They were brainwashed by this book. The irony is that it's the only book that reveals the truth about what's going on. And one of the lies that the enemy's using is evolution. And they know, as you rightly stated, Dr. Monteith, the founding fathers of our country, was based on the Judeo-Christian ethic, that God, the Creator, is the one who endows our rights, that we're all created equal. Horace Greeley, he makes a statement, he says, it's impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork for human freedom. And they know that, folks. So if they're going to push this New World Order in on us, then they have to get away from the Judeo-Christian system, and that's been the attack that's really going on in our courtrooms, in our classrooms, etc., etc. But what's really devious about it, folks, is it's not just something to replace the Judeo-Christian belief system that keeps us on a system of freedom that comes from our Creator, but they need it to get us, listen to this, to voluntarily go along with slavery. It really is, folks. You look at the New World Order, because the whole premise is you're going to have an elite group of people who are going to tell you what you can do, where you can live, where you can go, what you can eat, and whether or not, frankly, you get to live or not. What is that, folks? Let's peel away even the layer of New World Order. What is that? That's called slavery. In fact, people think that it's gone away. Are you kidding? It is just about, again, it is just about to be unleashed on this planet on a global scale that we've never, ever even dreamed of. And they need evolution to do it. And again, you stop and think about the premise, folks. How are you going to get the whole world system to go into a whole world system of slavery? Are you kidding? People aren't going to, you know, there are going to be revolts. They're going to, you know, nobody's going to go along with that. However, if you put in a system that convinces people that this is the right thing to do, but don't call it slavery, call it the environmental movement, call it Agenda 21, call it the Biodiversity Treaty, call it cap and trade, call it the Copenhagen Treaty that's getting ready to, you know, go through, many think. Folks, what do you think all that is? This is all a slick tool to get us to go into the greatest time of slavery this planet has ever seen, called the New World Order. But they need evolution for you and I to buy into in order to pull it off. And so in a nutshell, Dr. Monteith, that's what we do with this study. We appeal to people. Hey, if you were like me and you didn't want to listen to Don't Quote No Bible Verse at Me, I understand that. I've been there, folks. Then we deal with scientific evidence and trying to wake the people up before it's too late. They're using this lie to usher us into this slavery. And so we deal with the basic argument is this. Folks, if you see design in something, it implies what? A designer. And it would be ludicrous for me to say that my watch, with maybe about 12 moving parts, evolved in the ditch across the street here over millions and billions of years. If I really believe that, you would say, hey, listen, pal, the cheese done slid off your cracker or something, because you got problems. Because watches don't design themselves. They have to come from somewhere. Somebody designed them. Okay, so then why is it acceptable, folks, for an evolutionist to come along and say not just a watch, but our whole world showing incredible design did evolve by chance? That's super ludicrous, okay? And so that's what we do. If you don't want to listen to the scripture, and again, I understand that. I used to be one, okay? Then we meet you where you're at. We put scientific information next to evolution, and you see, folks, who's telling the truth. It falls flat on its face. It's like the emperor with new clothes, folks. There's nothing really there, no substance at all. It's not about science. It's all about leading us into the New World Order. We've already dealt with Dr. Monteith, today we'll get to another one.
Hang on, we'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Hello? 11 years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, I guess it's morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor, go right ahead.
Well, again, you know, we've already dealt with the evidence, scientific evidence, need to remind people, of the universe showing that there's incredible design. There had to be a designer, i.e. God. Evolution is a lie. We've seen the evidence of the solar system. We've seen the evidence of the human body. Last time, we saw the evidence of the animal kingdom and some of the larger and smaller mammals that are out there. Again, the whole premise that we do, we are trying to be very replete with this study, Dr. Monteith, is we go literally on a journey all the way, not just one slice of life, if you will, all the way, from the telescope all the way down to the microscope, eventually down to bacterial level. Everything shows incredible design. And so now we're kind of about the midway point, and let's take a look at some of the birds and the fish out there, folks. Everything on the planet shows incredible design. In fact, that's exactly what the Bible says. The Bible says that in the book of Romans, chapter 1, since what may be known about God is plain to them. Why? Because God's made it plain to them. Well, how? Well, keep reading. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, how? Being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And the reason why we're without excuse, folks, is because design in everything and that we see in God's creation shows the logical conclusion, there must be a designer, just like with a watch. Well, here's what the Bible says where the birds and fish came from. The book of Genesis chapter 1 says this, and God said, not a blob, not a cosmic accident, okay, not a lightning bolt, and God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing which the water teems according to their kinds, every winged bird according to their kinds, okay? And so the Bible clearly says that God is the one who not only created land animals, as we saw last time, but he also created the flying and the aquatic animals, i.e. the birds and the fish, okay? But the problem is evolution, the lie of evolution comes along and says, do they say, oh, you were absolutely right. Look at all those amazing birds and fish that God created, because they obviously just reek of intelligent design. That's the logical conclusion. Is that what they say? Of course not, folks. They say, look at all the birds and the fish that two cells, chance, and a lightning bolt created. Okay? And it's one thing to believe that. Okay? It's one thing to say that this is all based on hardcore scientific data. Okay, that's fine. Then if it really is true, it should stand the test. Folks, let's look at some scientific data of some birds and the fish, and you see, using your own brain, who is telling the truth here? You tell me if there's not a cosmic conspiracy going on, deliberately suppressing the truth about God's existence, which the Bible predicted 2,000 years ago. Let's start off with some of the birds. Okay, I only got time to share a couple birds. How about the woodpecker, folks? Did you know that the woodpecker, it doesn't just peck on trees to look for food and make homes, but listen to this. The woodpeckers peck on trees at a rate of 15 to 16 times a second. Okay? Now, that is the rate of fire that's twice as fast as a machine gun, meaning their head travels twice the speed of a bullet. That's pretty amazing. But stop and think about it. You've got a problem here. This means the force of stress on the woodpecker's head is equivalent to 1,000 times the force of gravity, or more than 250 times the force of an astronaut experienced when taken off in a rocket. Wow. So then that leads to the logical question. Well, wait a second then. How in the world does the woodpecker keep from beating its brains out? Well, it just so happens, folks, is this by chance or by design? The woodpecker's skull is extra reinforced with bone. And then it just so happens that the bill of the woodpecker is stronger than most birds. And then it just so happens this keeps its head and beak from being smashed to bits at the very first peck. But wait a second, what about the brain? Okay, the beak can survive, but what about the brain? Well, in most birds, the beak is joined to the cranium, okay, which surrounds the brain. But it just so happens the beak of the woodpecker is separated by a sponge-like tissue, listen to this, that acts like a shock absorber, which scientists say is far better than anything we've ever come up with on cars. Now, did you get the shock absorber on your cars due to a lightning bolt that hit an auto parts factory? Or did somebody design those things? And this thing's more complex. And then, just to make sure, the woodpecker also comes with special muscles that pull the brain case away from its beak every time it strikes a blow. And remember, it strikes a blow 15 to 16 times a second, twice as fast as a machine gun. That's pretty amazing. And then, for even more protection, the woodpecker comes with a neck that has neck muscles in it that keeps its head perfectly straight. Why? Well, it just happens to come in handy because if the head of the woodpecker varied even the slightest as it's going 15 to 16 times a second, twice the fire as a machine gun, it would rip its brain right off its skull. So that's a pretty nifty thing to have, is have these neck muscles to make sure that you keep it perfectly straight. And keep in mind, folks, the woodpecker does this thousands of times every single day. Now, here's the point. How could that evolve? I mean, the first time that one of these little things are out of place, it's dead. And again, the last time I checked, dead woodpeckers don't have babies. They can't procreate. That's the end of the line, okay? They had to be there all fully functioning all at the same time. That shows design. How about the hummingbird? Hey, folks, did you know the hummingbird not only flies forwards or backwards, but it does so weighing only 1/10 of an ounce, which most of it, by the way, is just feathers. And yet somehow, twice a year, hummingbirds, certain ones, fly from North America to South America. They beat their little wings 25 hours nonstop, 75 times every second, 6 million times without ever resting once. That's, how would you like to have an engine that ran that efficient? Hey, do engines happen because somebody, threw some sticks in mud and shocked it with some electricity and it popped out of a ditch? Or are those designed? This thing's much more complex. Oh, by the way, that's not all. This requires, obviously, a lot of energy. Okay, if you had an engine that run like that, it's going to need a lot of fuel. Well, same thing with a hummingbird. To give you an idea how much energy it requires for this thing to function like this, listen to this. It has actually been calculated that if a 170-pound man expended the same amount of energy as the hummingbird, he would have to eat and digest, listen to this, 285 pounds of hamburger, or 1,300 hamburgers, or twice his weight in potatoes every single day just to maintain his body weight, just so he wouldn't lose weight. And then on top of that, he would have to evaporate 100 pounds of sweat per hour just to keep his skin temperature below the boiling point of water, just to keep from bursting into flames. And the point is this, folks, hey, that's not too bad for a little bird that only weighs 1/10 of 1 ounce. Now, folks, how in the world could that flying ability, the energy consumption, how could that evolve? There's no way, folks. You got to have more faith to think that happened by chance than to deal with the obvious facts. The scientific data shows it was designed that way. Let me give you one more bird. It's called the mallee bird. This is wild. It lives in the Australian desert. And doesn't appear to be anything special, do anything, out of the ordinary, until about May or June. Does this thing every year. Listen to this. Here, all of a sudden, the male bird will suddenly take its claws and start making a pit in the sand. And it's roughly about the same size, about 3 feet deep, about 6 feet long. And then all of a sudden, he starts filling this pit with vegetation and anything else that will specifically rot. Why? Well, for some reason, where to get this knowledge? It's almost like it's been pre-programmed. Well, that's interesting. The programs that we use for computers, did those happen in an explosion factory at Microsoft? Or did somebody design those things? Well, this thing comes with pre-programmed knowledge. For some reason, the reason why he's doing this is because he knows that a pile of decaying matter will produce heat. And once the pile reaches exactly, and I mean exactly, 92 degrees, all of a sudden the male Mallee bird hightails it out there. He tells the female, okay, it's time to go lay the eggs. And so she does. So the question is, wait a second, how does he know this, and how does he know the exact temperature, 92 degrees? Well, folks, it just so happens the male Mallee bird comes equipped with a thermometer in its beak, that's right, and it's so precise of a thermometer, it can measure within a half of a degree. And then for the next 7 weeks, he checks and maintains, listen to this, a constant 92 degrees, okay, in that pile by adding or taking away material from the pile. Why? Well, it just so happens that a variance of just one half of a degree would destroy the eggs. Well, that's pretty neat. You know, he knows how to do that, but it's so precise he can measure within a half a degree when it takes a half a degree of difference to destroy the eggs. That's almost like it all fits together like peanut butter and jelly. And then if that wasn't amazing enough, each chick, when it comes out, listen to this, folks, when it comes out of the egg, it does so through 2 feet of sand, and then when it gets to the top, it's already able to fly on its own. And this pre-programmed knowledge comes in handy because neither, listen to this, neither the mother nor the father gives it any attention, any training, or any feeding from the moment it hatches. Yet for some reason, when it grows up, it does the exact same things its parents did all over again. Now, folks, you tell me how in the world did that ever evolve? There's no way. These things come with not only amazing design, they come with pre-programmed design in their abilities. Okay? And so that tells us, folks, use your own brain. These birds were intelligently designed by an intelligent creator. People ask, well, how do we know the existence of God? Hey, look around, folks, from the telescope to the microscope. It's all over there. And apparently that's why professor of physics, a gentleman named Frank Tipler, he had this to say. Listen to this. At least he's honest. He says, when I began my career as a cosmologist some 20 years ago, he said, I was a convinced atheist. He said, I never in my wildest dreams imagined that one day I would be writing a book purporting to show that the central claims of the Judeo-Christian theology are in fact true and that these claims are straightforward deductions of the laws of physics as we now understand them. I have been forced into these conclusions. Why? Because I'm brainwashed? Because somebody's making me? Because I'm being manipulated? No. He said, I've been forced into these conclusions by the logic of my own special branch of physics. So what did he just say? He said, folks, when you're dealing with the facts, I mean, you look at the evidence, the scientific data, you see that design in these things implies a designer, okay? But that's just the birds. How about some fish? I only have time for a couple of these. Let me just give you a look. You tell me, folks, if these things ever accidentally swam onto the scene. I don't think so. Let's just look at a couple of them. One's called the decoy fish. Hey, folks, it just so happens off the coast of Hawaii, there lives this fish, and they call it the decoy fish, and you'll see why in a second. It has not only a dorsal fin, it just so happens that its dorsal fin looks like a small fish. It's really wild. In fact, it even has a dot on the dorsal fin where the eye of a quote-unquote fish should be. It's perfectly placed. Looks just like a fish. And then it just so happens the fin is notched between the first and second spine, resembling the mouth of a fish. And then it just so happens the horizontal bottom of the fin is transparent, so it doesn't appear to be attached to the decoy fish at all. Looks like it's just floating there next to it. And then it just so happens the decoy fish knows how to use its fin as a lure to catch smaller fish. And he does this by moving it in a specially designed routine to attract fish, and he could even change the color of its fin if it needs to. Now, folks, give me a break. Is that where you get your fishing lures from? Is it some, you know, accidental thing that you woke up one day and it came with a tag on that says, this was made millions and billions of years ago from an explosion in a fishing hatchery? Oh, somebody designed those lures, and then we purchase them from the people who make those things. But you're going to say this fish did? Let me give you one more fish. This is wild. folks, there's a fish called the archer fish. I'd love to get one for as a pet. This is cool. And the archer fish knows how to spit water out of its mouth and shoot down insects on nearby leaves for food. It's totally wild. And so the question is, well, wait a second. How in the world can a fish spit water out of its mouth, out of the water, and knock down insects? Well, it just so happens, folks, the archer fish has a special mouth with a groove in it. And then it just so happens that when the tongue, it presses up against the back of the mouth, like that, and the groove becomes a pea shooter that shoots out water straight forward. Okay? But that's still wrong. It just so happens that the gills, it then operates the gills as a pump. Okay? While the tip of the tongue acts like a valve, it opens it up and closes it real fast, opening and opening. And so what it does, it doesn't just spew water, but it does it with like a machine gun action. It produces a complete array of rapid-fire water bullets. Totally wild when you see it. But wait a second, you got another major problem going on here. That's wild as it is. But any physicist will tell you that something's wrong here, folks, because how can this little fish hit anything with its eyes under the surface of the water? Okay, for instance, if you guys recall, if you were in class, in school, if you took a pencil and you placed it in a glass of water, okay, you notice that the pencil appears to bend or refract in the water. Okay, well, folks, stop and think about it. This means the archer fish has the same problem. How can it shoot with any accuracy with its eyes underwater? Everything's going to be bent, fractured, askew. Well, believe it or not, folks, nobody knows how the thing can do it. But the archer fish apparently doesn't care. He does it every single time. Okay? In fact, listen to this. The archer fish never misses an insect within a range of 4 feet, and it can even score hits up to 12 feet away. Now, folks, you tell me, how in the world did that ever evolve? That is a completely designed system, okay? Just like a little machine gun coming out of that fish's mouth. Is that where we get guns today? Is that happening in a complete random chance encounter with lightning bolts and sticks and mud? Or do people design those things? Folks, please, use your own brain. And again, Dr. Matisse, we share evidence throughout this whole study like this. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't have time to share it all. But we quote scientist after scientist who's also come along and saying, folks, it's true, you're being lied to. The evidence points toward a creature.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone at the American Freedom Network.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Aid Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance.
For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
About your web page?
Yeah, you could reach us at our main website at www.niagarafrontierbible.com, NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, niagarafrontierbible.com, or you could just look for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, fine, and of course we carry the DVDs. In fact, a number of series Pastor Billy Crone has put out. Well, pick up the story we were talking about, the fish.
Yeah, the fish. You know, looking at the evidence of the fish, you know, we talked about the decoy fish and, you know, how in the world did it get that lure looking perfectly just like another fish that it uses to catch other fish. Do we get lures today to go fishing with in an explosion from some sort of a plastics factory or something? Give me a break. Then we looked at the archer fish, and it has the ability to literally shoot water out of its mouth like rapid fire bullets and knock down insects, 12 feet away, accurately underneath the water with even though it gives him a view that's bending, refracting in the water because he's underneath the water. Give me a break, folks. This doesn't happen by chance. And again, Dr. Monteith, we quote scientist after scientist. Yes, scientist after scientist. And to my knowledge, they're not all Christians. So for those of you who would want to say, well, they're being biased. Okay, they're coming to the inexorable conclusion that there has to be a designer. The scientific evidence shows that. Here's one guy. He's a cosmologist, Ed Harrison. He says the fine-tuning of the universe provides clear evidence of deistic design. He says, take your choice. Blind chance that requires multitude of universes or design that requires only one. Listen to this. He said many scientists, when they admit their views, incline towards the design argument. He says here is the cosmological proof of the existence of God. Well, wait a second. That sounds exactly what Romans chapter 1 says. What may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them through what he has made. Interesting. And people, again, we're only about halfway through this study that we provided, and I'm hoping you're starting to see what myself and frankly many others are trying to expose to the American people, and that is we are being totally lied to. There really is a God. We really can have a beautiful, intimate relationship with the creator of the universe through Jesus Christ. It's true, and evolution is suppressing this truth. They are lying to us. Why? Because they don't want there to be a God. The Bible also predicted this 2,000 years ago, that these people would deliberately, on purpose, turn away from the facts because they don't want there to be a God. The book of 2 Peter chapter 3 says this, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come. Scoffing and following scientific data? No, their own evil desires. And it says right here, they deliberately forget. Now, folks, what does deliberately forget mean? That means you're doing it on purpose. It's the same thing, folks, here with evolution. They're doing this on purpose. It isn't just, ha, 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 you know, a war of world views. They need the live evolution to provide the supposed justification for building the new world order. Okay? Massive slavery, folks, is getting ready to burst forth on the planet like we have never dreamed of. It's never gone away. That was almost what we saw in the history of what we know is slavery. It was, man, just a precursor of what's to come. Okay, and one of the ways, folks, they get us to buy into this line that evolution is hardcore science, it's how dare you question, is they use what's called the dating methods. I tell them, you pick up a book, and they always start off with a fairy tale, and it always goes off something like this. Millions and billions of years ago. And that sounds like a fairy tale if you think about it. I mean, let's recall, what constitutes a fairy tale? In a fairy tale, folks, you usually start off with a frog. But not just any frog. A frog that's in a land far, far away. And then one day, this frog has a chance encounter with a princess. But not just any old princess. Apparently one who likes frogs enough to give him an electrifying kiss. And then based upon this so-called enchanted electrifying kiss from this princess, something mystical, something magical takes place in this land far, far away. The frog turns into a prince, right? That's a classic fairy tale. Well, folks, stop and think about it. That's the exact same make-believe reasoning of evolution, only their frog is time. Far, far away, in a land far, far away, millions and billions, we never see it today, but millions and billions of years ago, somehow there was this chance encounter with this lightning bolt, and it electrified a soup made from rocks, and voila, here we have life as we know it. Folks, that's a fairy tale. And what you've got to understand, folks, is this whole timing issue, the whole dating method thing that they get us to buy into this fairy tale called evolution, it's a lie as well. Okay, just like the premise of evolution, their so-called hardcore scientific dating methods that supposedly give us this proof of millions and billions of years ago is also a fairy tale. Let me just give you a few evidence of them. How about the classic one that always seems to come up, carbon dating? Okay, first of all, folks, if somebody ever comes to you and says, we know the Earth is millions and billions of years old because of carbon dating, that's a lie. First of all, what they just told you is they know nothing about the process of carbon dating. Carbon dating is based on the decay rate of carbon that's found not in rocks, but on previously living things, plants, organisms, people, etc. Okay, so you can't use it to date the Earth. So if somebody says that, they just told you they don't know anything about carbon dating. Also, carbon dating has been demonstrated, folks, that it is not good beyond just a few thousand years. And even that, folks, it's all based on what's called half-lives and the decay rates. They've demonstrated that the decay rates are not consistent. There's something that they call equilibrium. They base it on. And in order for the carbon, it's based on equilibrium that the carbon that supposedly they base their measurements on has achieved equilibrium where it is decaying the same rates that it's replenished. The problem is, they've demonstrated, folks, other scientists, that the Earth has still not achieved equilibrium. There's nothing stable about it, and I'll show you some examples. But that's really not where they get the millions and billions of years. Okay, it's through other ones called what are called radiometric dating methods, like amino acid dating, lead uranium dating, rubidium, strontium, datum, potassium, argon, that's a huge one. Okay, now the problem is it's also based on consumptions, or assumptions, folks. And what they do is they base the whole thing, every single one of these folks, are based on certain things that are not stable. They assume that there's been no contamination. That's not true. They assume that the decay rates like carbon dating haven't changed. That's not true. And they assume that our past environment or atmosphere or magnetic field hasn't changed, and that's not true. In fact, folks, they've demonstrated that it takes it's very easy to manipulate these datings to give you faulty readings. They've demonstrated that something as simple as water will contaminate the results, so does temperature. In fact, folks, one scientist said this, aside from all contamination and other problems, everything hinges on decay rates. And they noted five different ways in which they can change. They actually change the decay rates of the radioisotopes by means of pressure, temperature, electric, magnetic fields, and stress. And by the way, don't forget, water can do it as well. Okay? In fact, they even demonstrated in Westinghouse laboratories they could change the rates, which means the dates would alter, just by placing iron next to it. It messes it up every single time.
Pastor Belli will be back in just a moment here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning reminds drivers, when you see a school bus stop, there are probably children on foot nearby. Many may not have much experience crossing streets and watching for cars, so never pass. Not only is it the right and safe thing to do, it's the law. That was presented by A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating expert who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line. And if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings? Call 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Long Peak Street in Brighton.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2020. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess it's morning past to Billy Crone for the last segment this morning as we debunk the fraudulent theory of evolution. Go ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, a lot of people might say, Dr. Monteith, that, boy, that's a pretty bold claim that you're making, that all these dating methods are, you know, not accurate and not false. Well, again, folks, we're just dealing with the scientific data. And again, you got to remember, this is the Achilles heel of evolution. If you can demonstrate that these things are out of whack and that we haven't been here for millions and billions of years, the whole fairy tale falls flat on its face. They need millions and billions of years ago in a land far, far away. And if you don't think, folks, that these things are not based on hardcore science and that they're not consistent nor reliable, then listen to this, folks. This is just the tip of the iceberg of just some of their dating methods that have been put to the test. You tell me if there's any scientific accuracy in them at all. They're not. They're lying to us, folks. New wood from actively growing trees. See, creationists and other scientists put them to the test, okay? They test them. And so new wood was given to them, but they didn't tell them, you know, the dates, okay? They didn't tell them how old it was. They didn't tell them what they found. They said, hey, will you date this for me? New wood from actively growing trees was dated at 10,000 years old. Hey, that's only 10,000 years off. Lava, fresh lava from an 1801 Hawaiian volcano was given the potassium argon date of 1.6 million years old, and it was fresh from 1801. Another one that they knew was less than 200 years old gave the date, listen to this, came back, oh, it's 3 billion years old. Excuse me? Muscle tissue from the scalp of a mummified musk ox found in Alaska came back with a radiocarbon age date of 24,000 years ago, while the hair from the same animal, from the hind limb, they dated 17,200 years from the same animal. That's a 7,000-year difference from the same animal. New lava dome. This was a funny one that they tricked them with. The new lava dome from Mount St. Helens, which we all know, okay, when it was formed, okay, it came back. This was a piece that was a new form in 1986. In 1997, they took five specimens taken from this dome in five different locations, and they subjected them to potassium-argon dating. You know what the results came back with? Listen to this. Anywhere from one-half to almost 3 million years old, all from 11-year-old rock. Mortar from an Oxford castle in England was given an age date of 7,200 years ago. The only problem was the castle was built about 800 years ago. Lunar soil. Some of the samples they took from the moon, Apollo 11, came back and they gave ages by different methods anywhere from 2.3 billion to 8.2 billion, all from the rocks in the exact same location. How'd you like to have that variance when you fill out your tax forms? Then there was what was called the KBS Tuff, okay? And it was dated. It's a layer, okay? It was dated with potassium argon, but anywhere from about 212, 230 million years old. Okay, that was the established date for that layer of dirt, if you will. But then all of a sudden, they discovered a human skull found there in 1972 in this layer. And it made it look like, hey, wait a second, that messes up our theory because that puts humans supposedly back 212 million years old. Well, first of all, folks, if the skull had not been found there, they would have left the date with 212 million years as it was. But all of a sudden they said, we better take some more samples. Okay, and they redated it. All of a sudden it conveniently fit their evolutionary premise. It came back now 0.52 to 2.64 million years old. First of all, that's way down from 212 million, but the new and improved dates showed a 500% error. Basalt from a Mount Kilauea-Iki in Hawaii, 1959, came back with an age of 8.5 million years old. Basalt from Mount Etna in Sicily, from 1972, was given the age of 350,000 years old. Here's one of my favorites. They got them on this one. Shells from living snails were carbon dated as 27,000 years old. That's 27,000 years off. A freshly killed seal was carbon dated as having died 1,300 years ago. One part of a mammoth was carbon dated 29,500 years. Another part was 44,000 years. Now, something's going on. Apparently, that's a slow birth, man. I mean, ladies, how many of you guys would like to give birth for, do the math there? That would be 14,500 years. My wife doesn't want to do that, by the way. One part of another mammoth was 40,000 years. Another part of the same mammoth was 26,000 years. And the wood that was right next to the carcass, 9 to 10,000 years. What? A lower leg of a mammoth had a radiocarbon age of 15,380 years, while its skin and the flesh were 21,300 years. Hey, wouldn't it be horrible? Apparently that thing went without its legs for, do the math, 5,920 years. And this has got to be my all-time favorite one. It's like, come on, do you guys even have a clue what's coming out of your mouth? Check it out for yourself, folks. J.B. Birdsell, in his book, Human Evolution, said this. I'm not making this up. This is a direct quote. You tell me if there's any accuracy in these supposed dating methods. Quote, in the last 2 years, an absolute date. Now, remember that word there, absolute date. In the last 2 years, an absolute date has been obtained for the Ndandong beds above the Trinil beds. And it has the very interesting value of 300,000 years, plus or minus 300,000 years. What? You've got to be kidding me. Folks, I'm not making this up. Has anybody ever put two and two together? When are we going to wake up and realize that we are being totally lied to? There really is a God. We really can have a beautiful, intimate relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. And evolution is the lie that was predicted 2,000 years ago that is suppressing this truth. But remember, what is the reason why they're doing this? Just because they hate Christianity? Well, that's an obvious one. They don't want there to be a God because they want to be their own God. That's why they're scoffing. That's why they're willingly ignorant. But they need evolution, the lie of it, for you and I to get it into our brain so we buy into it so they can pull off the New World Order. This is what they need for that. They are leading us, folks, back into slavery on a global scale that this planet has never seen. In fact, folks, when you stop and look at the results and the fruit, if you will, of evolution, it is one of the most racist, it is one of the most bigoted beliefs on the planet. They want to rip into Christianity and say, oh, Christians, you're responsible for perpetuating slavery. And when, hello, if you do your history, folks, you'll see that it was true Christianity that is the one that put a stop to slavery as we knew it in the past. Rather, folks, it is the evolutionary mindset that perpetuates racism and bigoted ideas. You don't believe me? Hey, just ask, folks, some of the people. How about the Aborigines? You ask them how they like evolution. Folks, it has been, they were under one of the biggest exterminations in modern history, and it was all spawned by the belief of evolution. The Aboriginal people, folks, in the late 1800s, was divided into seven categories by evolutionary people. It's kind of like what Hitler did. Okay, and it just so happened that the Aborigines fell at the bottom of his list. And so as a result, folks, of this ruthless and savage view, a terrible massacre began with the goal of, frankly, exterminating these people. Aboriginal heads were nailed over station doors in Australia. Poison bread was given to their families. And they were literally hunted down like dogs.
Pastor, we're out of time. We'll have to continue this next time we get together. God bless. Thanks so very much. But I'm convinced. Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. East Ridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by East Ridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. East Ridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we hope you enjoy our regular interviews with Pastor Billy Crone. We do carry his 10 DVD series, Part 1, Part 2, on the final countdown. And certainly it allows you to put what's going on today into clear vision. You can't understand so much of what's taking place unless you look at it through the lens of prophecy. And he does a magnificent job, not only with the sermon, but the biblical scriptures, and with lots of video clips that bring it right up to have it become a reality. Now, he's done the same thing with the subject of creation. And so we recommend both of these series. Each are divided into two parts, each with five DVDs in it. We have his set on RFID chips. We have his one DVD, Get a Life. It tells how he came from being involved in the New Age and the occult to become a Christian, and what a wonderful salvation it is. Anyway, we carry all of Pastor Billy Crone's over these. We carry his book on the final countdown. Good to have, because he gives you all the scriptures that will help you understand the significance of what's going on today. We are moving towards a one-world government, and they are using America's financial and military power to do this. They were in the process of intentionally and purposely destroying our nation today. How do we understand it? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or listen to the talk by the same name. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the financial Armageddon. Those things will help you to see what's going on. We also recommend my talk on the World Revolution, where you'll hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, or watch my interview with Ambassador Smith, a billionaire I interviewed back in 1980, the American ambassador to Cuba, and he will tell you how the American State Department, the CIA, intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist at the time. Why would they do that? Well, it's part of the world revolution that is being engineered by the occultists who control Washington, D.C. today. You need to hear my talk on the planned police state, my my talk on planned population reduction, and there is a plan to kill off most of the people in the world. It's not imaginary. They've written about it. They've talked about it. They've even engraved it in stone, and you'll see it all there. Planned population reduction. Well, we do hope many of you out there want to get our material. Our website, RadioLiberty.com, my telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, what can you do? Well, you can help us, and you can help to educate your friends about the spiritual battle by getting a case of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, the book costs $12.95 each. You get 10 of them for $129.95, but you can get actually 60 of them for $149.95, a pre-publication offer. 60 books, you can sell them, you can give them away, you can lend them out, but you will...